Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little bit of this.
Oh, Goaty!
It's a little test for Erica. This is our mascot for Gets Your Goat. It's like the things that bug you. You want to get off your chest.
You know, does anyone else in the world, other than the three of you and now me, call it Gets Your Goat?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's just something people say. Hmm. It's just like champing at the bit, how all you idiots say chomping at the bit and you're wrong.
Yeah. Just like Bob's your uncle.
Bob's
Gets Your Goat, someone annoyed or angry.
You've never heard of that before this moment?
No.
So what would you like to call it? Pet peeves? I mean, I don't have a sound for that.
I typically would.
Okay, let's do pet peeves.
No, let's do Gets Your Goat. I just learned something.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, you just call in and you tell us the thing that's bugging you.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that bugs me is, like, as you guys know, I prepare food for my children often.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of a world-class chef in
the too far.
Northern Commerce City area. If I cook for you, have I cooked for anybody here?
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
You had a charcuterie board out, but I don't think
do
you.
No, that was just me. Okay. Do you think I can cook?
Yeah.
You've told us you can.
Yeah.
That's okay. My daughter, if I make her something, she puts it on her plate, immediately grabs the salt and puts it on there.
What kind of things are you making?
For her, she likes it, like, she's pretty basic, so it's like, she likes jasmine rice, so I'll make, like, rice and black beans and, like, chicken and stuff. Almost like a Chipotle bowl, but, like, first thing she does is, like, all over the rice. And it's like, you don't know. I salted it.
Mm, I kind of get it, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
You got it! You put it in your mouth and you go, oh, it lacks
salt. I do think you need to try it first.
Yes!
Sure.
She doesn't. She just assumes that
I'm going to screw it up by adding salt.
Yeah, well, and
that's
100%
what she's used to, because love her, but she only eats like four things.
Right.
And you haven't changed how you make
it.
No,
I have. I ramp up my salt.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
Well, maybe you need to have that conversation with her before you're angry.
No. Mm. Oh. I'd rather just out her on the radio and make her feel terrible about it.
Now she's like, well, I'll never pick up salt again.
Next time, just hide the salt.
Yeah.
Don't talk to her.
Speaking of salt, though, this is so random, because Tiak is the only person to talk to us about new salt, and I still really want to try it.
No, you don't.
What is
it's
new
a,
salt?
It's a salt substitute that people believed. It was in a time when it was like, oh, salt is unhealthy, which is not exactly true. And so we came out with this salt alternative that's probably so carcinogenic that you're like, instead of dying of high blood pressure, you've got six different kinds of cancer.
Sure.
New salt.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry, that's their commercial. I'm just doing it.
Yeah. Killer salt.
They're actually a sponsor. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had advertising.
But no, it was terrible. So anybody else got want to get a goat out before we...
I could do one.
Okay, go.
At the grocery store just the other day, self-checkout line. Mm-hmm. Great, love it. Everyone's doing great. The person standing in line is all the way back in the aisle. So you can't see them.
Oh, that they're in line?
Correct. Mm. Dane and I walk up. That's my fiance. We walk up to do the checkout and we hear like, excuse me. And I'm like, you are in the aisle. I cannot see you.
Yeah. Welcome to Colorado. Yeah. You're the one who's wrong.
That's what it's you happened have to assume because
they're being polite. Do you remember
No, because most of the time there is one person at that beginning and then right. You can kind of see if there's a line after them, but it's like, oh, someone is in line, look around.
But they're so
Do you remember
far.
The other day when we were talking about driving yes. and how the people pull out in the intersection even when, and it's like, you got to wait. If there's people bunched up on the other side of the intersection, even though you got a green light, you got to hang back. To let the other
make
people
it clear,
through.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta leave it clear.
I don't remember talking about this.
It's the exact
yeah.
same thing.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. They're leaving that front
but
area open.
So much space that you can't yeah. see them and yeah. they aren't in line.
You just gotta assume there's people in that line, no okay. matter what. Mm. I come down the chip aisle to see if there's a line in the chip aisle. Because it's in the chip aisle at my
store.
It
always is like, yeah.
Yeah, they do it on purpose because they're gonna get you on those impulse things. Yeah.
That's yeah. where I always run into you. Like, oh, you're here again? Yep.
I just stand there. Here's my thing. I adore you, but I think you're the goat on this one. You are. You did it wrong. You just got, from now on, just
no
look.
One's ever, I've never been in a grocery store except here.
Yeah, well.
That people are like hiding.
Here.
They're like, I want to play hide and seek no, we're not. To figure out if I'm in line.
They're not hiding. Yes,
they are.
They're just being polite.
They're like, is she going to know this time? Like, no!
All right, if you've had a run-in with Erica
no!
at the grocery store. No, we just want to hear what your pet peeves are. What gets your goat? 303-222-5423. You can call. You can text.
As someone who goes to the movie theater kind of frequently, throw away your trash.
Yeah.
Don't leave it in the seat. Don't do it.
Like when the movie's over. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. It's like I understand.
We used to be encouraged to do that for some reason. I felt like
don't
we
do
were.
It. Yeah.
To leave it? I think that's a story you made up in your head.
Okay, there's a decent chance that you're right.
Yeah.
But it just felt like if we don't leave this, then that person's not going to have a job.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, there's still going
to
be...
If it's too clean, why do we need a cleaning person? They're all picking up after themselves. So
they
we were
still
just
have
like,
to go through and check to make sure. Because popcorn spills, whatever.
Right, I'm giving them something to do.
You don't leave behind all of your trash.
Not all of it. So,
don't leave mine.
I just want him to have something to do. Yeah.
No. I'll leave a kid in the theater.
Yeah,
oh,
sometimes.
My gosh.
Sometimes. Yeah.
No.
Terrible.
Yeah. All right. Pat, you've always got one. By the way, if it involves bikers, I'm not taking the hit for you this time. If you're going to do anything.
Like bicyclists?
He's so mad at bicyclists that they've protested the radio station.
You should talk to my fiance.
Is he a bicyclist? No.
No.
Oh, he hates him as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Because somehow you're just riding to work, yet I never see a briefcase on any of these people. All I see is that big, thick booty just with tights just in front of me. It's like, what are you bringing me
so
into your
you're
workout
angry
for?
Because you're distracted.
Right.
Why you gotta bring me into your workout? If you want to work out, that's fine. Do it on your own time.
Okay. Listen,
you're not biking to work. That's what you guys always say.
The
oh, they're just going to work. I don't see any.
Okay. I didn't mean to hijack your actual goat. What did you want
okay.
to talk about?
My actual one are bicyclists.
No.
it's when you're like you're eating a meal with everybody. You've been here before, I'm sure, and it's like, hey, I'll take care of the plates. Like, everyone just bring your plate up. I'll load the dishwasher, right? So, okay. Oh, great. And they just put their plate there. But they have, leftover food still, or especially the worst, napkins are just on top of the plate.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, I'm not going to do everything. Dump your plate. Dump the napkin. Then give it to me. I'm standing at the sink. What am I going to do with your napkin?
But you said...
Put it on the
you
garbage.
Said just bring my plate.
Just bring it up.
Okay, you guys are bad at this, because both you and Erica are just wrong. Like,
no.
You said, bring me your plate. So I'm bringing you my plate.
Empty your plate first.
Empty it where?
In the garbage.
No, it's your house. Like,
No, I'm not standing at the garbage. I'm standing at the sink.
So how far is the garbage? 4 steps? You got it. Suck it up, Buttercup. You said you were doing the plates.
Mom.
What?
No, not the napkins. I said I'm doing the plates.
Cutting in line at King Soopers.
I'm not cutting in
line. She's cutting in line at King Soopers.
I'm walking up to an open checkout.
Yeah, but you just don't know where the line is. You're just not
looking.
I don't
think that the people know where the checkout is.
They do. They're in line.
they're leaving space for bison. Yeah. They might go through.
All right. We're doing Gets Your Goat. Two of the people in this room are stupid. The rest of us are smart. What gets your goat? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. So we're looking for people who are angry about something and it gets their goat. We're teaching Erica what that means today.
Yeah. A really educational show, if you will.
Also,
thank
if you.
You
see,
I think that's the first time that has been said. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good for kids.
It is. If you see Erica at King Soopers, feel free to thump her in the head for not being in the right part.
Cut her
of
in
the
line.
Oh, one guy hit me really hard with his cart recently, and I thought I broke my wrist. So.
On
what?
Purpose?
No, I don't think it was on purpose. Maybe, though, he was like, you're that new girl.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
Smarty Marty.
Yeah.
What is it that gets your goat?
Well, besides Slacker deciding to call me average intelligence, Marty.
Oh, that's right, I did.
No, you did not.
I did. Well, because he really dumbed himself down last time he called. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's not going to work, buddy. But then now he's AI Marty, which is actually cool. Average intelligence.
Yeah, AI Marty.
AI Marty.
And I've never lost a sock doing laundry after 30 years of doing laundry for 4 to 5 people.
Okay, man.
Can anyone else say that with average intelligence?
All right, congrats, dude. You know what gets my goat is the fact that you don't tell me what gets your goat.
Okay, it's that student that asked me, when's the final term project due? And it's in the syllabus, and I've been saying it for 4 months, and in the finals week, they're still asking, when's the due date? Maybe that's a narrow audience, but for this
you should get one of those giant poster boards and like put the date and just have it on like the front of the classroom.
Or they should read their syllabus.
Yes,
yes, exactly. But that way he doesn't have to answer. He can just point.
But, Smarty Marty, have you considered I was never paying attention? So
we know you would be.
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really. You're just not interesting enough.
Rude.
Now you're uninteresting, Marty. Now you're UI, Marty. I'm just kidding, Marty. You know we love you. I'll see you soon.
Yes, I do.
Okay, bye. Ashley.
Ashley.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
It's what?
This is Cecily.
Cecily.
Oh, what gets my goat is T-Hack's hearing.
Yeah, T-Hack calling you Ashley. Cecily, what gets...
Then why are you responding, Cecily? They're calling you Ashley. Making me look bad.
Cecily, what gets your goat?
What gets my goat is people putting their Zen pouches in urinals because I have to clean them at the brewery, and it's so annoying to have to scoop those out.
They're putting what in there?
The Zen.
Zen packs?
They're like Zen pouches.
There's trash cans in bathrooms.
I know,
don't understand.
Guys are just so lazy. It drives me nuts.
Thank you.
Zen gets my goat.
It's so gross.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all the time.
Oh, I'm
Men
so
are
sorry.
Men are pigs. We're just lazy. I'm going to say this. I have spit my gum into the urinal, and I will never, ever do it again.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah, I got that weird taste on it when you...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say your name is Hamed, but I'm not sure it's right. Hamed?
That is correct.
Okay. Hey. T-Hack got one right today. Hey. Congrats. What gets your goat?
So what drives me absolute nuts is the automatic faucets in public bathrooms. Mm-hmm. You know, when your hands are all soapy and you're trying to figure out which one works, and I just really, most often than not, just really want the old school one where I can turn the faucet.
They never work.
They don't.
Yeah. It's so just inefficient and a step backwards in humanity in my mind.
It 100% is because, and I just want a standard. I want all bathrooms to be handle or all bathrooms because I have stood in front of a handle sink for an inordinate amount of time running my hand underneath it going like,
well, that's a you problem.
No, I mean, I just because you just get used to it. It's like, oh, I've been out to a bunch of restaurants. They've all been automatic. And then you're like, oh, this isn't one, but you're still looking like a crazy person, moving your arms back and forth. No, just me. Okay. All right. You know what gets my goat? When Erica looks at me like that.
Yeah.
Cheryl?
Yay!
Yay!
What gets your goat?
Prescription drugs. Why is it that my doctor can say, I need this specific nasal spray, and the insurance can say, oh, no, you need this one instead?
Mm. Well, oh, really?
How could they do that?
Oh.
I've tried that other one you say I need. It doesn't work. And they're just like, yeah, no, this is the one you need.
Here's the
but
thing.
My doctor says this.
I'm going to have to put you on hold because Tiak wants to come over and share nasal sprays.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any?
your eyes lit up the second she said nasal spray. Lonnie?
Yeah.
What gets your goat?
What gets my goat is going to any drive-thru restaurant, specifically the Starbucks one.
Oh boy.
Overpaying for some frozen crappy piece of food out of convenience and then being handed it out of the window with zero napkins.
Oh boy.
Most times not even a straw, and they just expect you to take it like
or like they forget the fork and you're like, how am I supposed to eat this now?
Yes.
Have you tried cooking at home?
I have, actually.
What really gets me, like, especially at Starbucks, it's mostly beverage. So when someone's ordering a food item, they know about it, and it's already in a paper bag. Like, you're already making me eat it out of a paper bag.
Yeah.
You could make your own and put it in Tupperware.
Give me with some dignity. Give me a napkin.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Do we decide to stick with boys low, girls high?
Sure.
News. News.
No.
Oh, that's good.
No.
News.
No.
News.
Our only real hope.
It feels like a choir.
Yeah.
This is news. Or no.
That's the point, Erica. That's the
you
point.
Waited for the gung gung.
I had to have the gung gung.
Yeah.
Yeah. The point is for it to be like a choir. Okay. Be professional, would you?
Good evening. This was an amazing
weekend.
Is that
Aaron jumping in so no one else can get her story done?
Yes.
You have no idea how long I've been sitting on this. Ever since pictures came out of Pedro Pascal at the, how do you say it?
In the tank top?
Can Film Festival.
Woo! In the tank top?
Yeah.
He's not that hot.
So he's is so your hot. News Pedro Pascal in a cutoff tank top?
Yep.
Perfect.
Hold on. Okay, can I just say something weird about that?
Say it.
He gave me body confidence. I didn't think.
Yeah?
He didn't look that good. He's not like.
He's
wearing a black tank top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think I know the reason. Because I recently went through something similar where my wife gifted me I call them muscle shirts because it's not a tank top. It's like just.
It is kind of like more
a wider
boxy.
One.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. She gave me one and I like put it on and tried it on and she went feral. And
really?
Yeah. And if Pedro Pascal gave you body confidence.
Right. No.
Every picture I see, I'm liking it. I'm resharing. Oh my gosh. He's
Erica's
gorgeous.
Erica's not sharing your quan for him.
I'm more for me.
You know what? I don't watch The Last of Us and I think that is a big reason people are feral for Pedro.
I mean, he was also in Game of Thrones, which is another thing. And like, yeah.
I just started watching. I'm so far behind, so nobody judge me. I just started watching Narcos, and he's in that.
Oh, TBT.
I haven't seen that.
He's pretty hot in that. He's younger.
He's a hottie. I don't know if the tank top did it for me the way.
Did you think his arms were ripped?
His arms are ripped.
They're
his,
not
his
that
smile
ripped,
is
you guys.
Great. Like, his,
it's the black.
I'm obsessed.
Sleeveless shirt.
I'm
try
obsessed.
I'm dead serious. Like, I'm trying to think of who the last person I saw, like, body-wise as a guy that I was like, holy, like, who's come?
Are
like,
you just saying you're confident?
No, I'm
not. Are you saying you're ripped?
Like, yeah, who was the last person who was kind of, like, the Bridgerton guy is like, holy God.
Jonathan Bailey.
Jesus, his body's
oh,
like,
yeah,
give
Jonathan
me a
Bailey.
Break. Like, and there's just some guys, and you're just like, okay, like put your shirt on so we don't all
like
feel
Zac
terrible.
Efron?
I mean, pre the weird thing to his
face.
Yeah,
something weird happened to his face. Yeah,
weird,
yeah.
Real, just like
Dylan Efron.
Oh, there's another one?
There's another one. He was on Traitors.
Okay.
You wouldn't know. He is a hottie.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, I can admit
he's
when I see
eyes.
A guy's body and go, holy hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, when I saw that, I was like, okay, I don't
know. No, Pedro's perfect. in my book.
Is part of the appeal that he's like somewhat realistic?
Probably. And okay. He seems like very wholesome, very down yeah. to earth, like
okay. well-rounded. Just,
yeah.
Like, oh, Jake Gyllenhaal in Roadhouse? Holy God.
Jake Gyllenhaal broke Taylor Swift's heart. Don't you dare talk well about
him. I know, aww. But he's so
what movie?
Ripped. He Roadhouse. They redid Roadhouse, and he's just like shredded.
See, yeah, maybe it is because that's very intimidating to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Enough Anyways. About hot guy bods.
We're only halfway through your list. Do you want to keep going?
Good evening. We have a new... American Pope. Idol.
Who cares?
No, I know. I actually wanted to see if any of you cared.
God.
I don't think I realized it was still going on.
I can't believe I thought the season just began. And then last night I see American Idol winner and I'm like, what are you talking about?
And they don't do it like they used to where they get it down to two.
It was down to three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am sad to say I used to be like a number one Idol nerd and I do... No. I don't
Chase
know if I care
Beckham?
Who Jamal Roberts is.
I don't know who that is.
Who's Chase? Chase Beckham is from years ago.
Yeah, but I didn't realize. I know his name from, but I didn't know
Idol
he was
winner
from Idol.
From
yeah,
2018.
Huh. Okay, so you didn't jump off the bandwagon
so,
as soon
no,
as
my
the rest
mom, No. So my mom still watches it, so she'll text me about it. But I just...
Will this person...
Is it time?
Other than Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood.
Those are two winners.
Phillip Phillips.
Yeah.
Did he win?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
he did.
I'm sorry.
I was in love with him.
With all due
respect. What is her last? Hudson.
Yeah, she wasn't a winner, though.
That's
oh,
what
she
I'm
wasn't.
Saying.
No.
Like, she didn't win. Clay Aiken didn't win. And
Daughtry
Clay Aiken
didn't win.
Daughtry didn't. Yes.
Hey, there's, you kind of look like Daughtry.
I'm going to tell you, I once got a table in Vegas by saying I was Todd Daughtry, his brother.
Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, I don't think this person is necessarily going anywhere, but good luck, Jamal Roberts.
Yeah, no, he's going nowhere. And that's what I don't understand. It's American Idol and The Voice. Has anyone ever been famous from The Voice?
Danielle
yes.
Bradbury.
Don't know who that is.
Wait,
or no?
Are we talking winners?
Winners.
Or just anyone? Oh, because I think Benson Boone was on The Voice.
He was on Idol and dropped out too.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Morgan Wallen tried both and got nowhere.
I think
Maren Morris too.
Chapel Roan was turned away.
Yeah. So
these shows truly highlight how little. They know about making somebody famous in the music. I mean, other than Kelly, when it was Kelly and Justin, oh my God, I cried that night.
Was it the 90s or was it early 2000s?
No, I think it was like 2001.
Okay.
But I mean, Justin's still famous.
Kinda.
He's little.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is that the Lil Sweet?
Lil Sweet.
Yeah.
And the Dr. Pepper.
Oh, jeez. Okay. 2002, I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Okay. Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As people accept job applications, college applications from Gen Zers, keep this in mind. Nearly half of Gen Z admits that they've lied on their resumes.
Is anyone in this room Gen Z?
Yeah.
Aaron kinda doesn't
want to claim it, but she is.
Would you ever lie on a resume?
I don't think I have.
Ask her a different way.
No, I don't think I have.
Have you ever lied
on a
resume?
Ask her a different way. Have you ever told the truth on a resume?
Oh, sucker. She hasn't had a resume in years.
I need to update it.
I would update it today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know that T-Hack is about to be very upset with me. I want to set the stage.
What?
As that.
What? I'm having such a good day.
He's such a lover. He's a lover. He's not a fighter. He's not going to be mad.
Well, I'm manifesting. Not sure Aaron or Slacker are going to appreciate this much either.
Oh, okay. Then yeah.
I am exhausted today. I'm very tired because it was my child's first night away from home. My dog, Swanson.
Off to college.
Right. Already. Well, just one night of boarding. He's already back at home, actually.
Oh.
But I realized that I experienced what it's going to be like. For my child's first sleepover.
Nope.
No. Or the first time away at grandma and grandpa's.
Nope, it's not even similar. I am a dog lover, but like every time some weirdo like you goes this far, I move a little closer to T-Hack's venom towards and right. It's not your dog's fault that you are projecting onto him.
What am I projecting? Anxiety?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a dog.
Oh, but he's such a sad dog. I had a camera on him.
I'm going to tell that boarding place to disable the camera.
The good news is, next time he's there, we couldn't get a camera suite, so I can't watch him.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard.
A camera suite. The next time my poor baby won't be in a camera suite.
I got to go to a wedding this coming weekend, so yeah, he won't
be in
the
camera
suite.
We didn't even have a baby monitor for like a long, long time.
Oh my God, that's classic. Like, he's my baby, and like, oh my God.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
Did you put him in the room? Like, I thought you did. Like, he's in there.
Yeah. Leo was feral for about 6 months there, just living on the streets of Parker.
Well, I hope not. Let's not like get CPS called on this man. Don't you feel like, you know, you get a puppy, you raise them, he's 6 months old.
Oh my God.
And we released him to the world, to the care of others. I had to
the
just,
care of a
I
camera
just had to
suite.
Blindly.
Yeah, what the heck?
And would you not believe it, but they were fresh out of caviar that evening. Like,
okay, you're isn't that fancy.
And so did you cry yourself to sleep?
Well, I didn't cry myself to sleep.
Own it.
But no, I didn't cry myself to sleep.
Did you sleep at all?
I had a hard time sleeping.
Did you watch him all night?
I watched him at like 2 a.m. and he looked sad. He woke up around then, and then I happened to look, and I shouldn't have looked because then I was sad that he was sad. And
no, there's something. Is it like it's a night? It's dark, right? So the camera,
yeah, it's got that weird reverse light thing.
Half the time, your kids look like they've got demon eyes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're
yeah,
like,
yeah
he's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. But wouldn't you say this is the road to preparing me for being away from my unborn future children?
How are you going to be away from your unborn child?
Well, in the future.
Oh, yeah. So the child that doesn't even exist yet. Yeah. Okay,
right,
I got you.
Right.
No, it's not even similar.
Oh, right. You're a parent.
Jesus H.
Forgot you had kids.
Yeah.
I do too occasionally.
And they're
but
older
like,
now.
No, they are. And like my daughter wants, oh my God, this is going to bring up something. I don't know if we want to
bring it.
My daughter wants to go to a CSI camp.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be sending her away.
For the first time ever.
And you need to practice with your dog.
No. Oh my God, my dog's, like, I can sleep forever. Like, was anybody in here a camp kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You spent, like, summers away from your parents?
Girl Scout camp.
For how many days?
Oh, not summers. A week?
Yeah.
Dude, this is only like 8 days, but I don't think I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
No, you have to.
She'll be in Washington, D.C. With nobody she knows.
I spent 2 weeks camping in Montana. Like, she's fine.
Your parents just dropped you off. Like,
were you sent to walk back?
Where is the camera suite, Mom?
Oh my God. No, you guys.
My dog's not a priss, okay?
You're making your dog work.
I am.
Yeah, your dog's a wild animal. He wants to get out there. He wants to bite stuff.
Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He's a dachshund.
It's a wiener. It's a wiener dog. Yeah, all right. So what's the question here? Are we going to be okay? When does this dog go away to the non-camera suite?
Thursday.
Oh, no.
God. That was an ass.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We call this OPP, Other People's Problems. What is happening?
We have today, we have Jeremy, and he has an issue with his girlfriend and the gym.
Yay. Okay, Jeremy, sorry, we just all had to look at TX like we were hearing a high-pitched sound. What's going on?
Okay, so my girlfriend goes to the gym almost every day.
Good for
her.
And
for the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks, she's been telling me about this older guy at the gym who flirts with her while she's there. And it started out as just, like, a little, like, oh, you're lifting a lot of weight there or whatever, and, like, you know, compliments and stuff. And
I hate
it, man. Flirting. Yeah.
I'm okay with this right now.
Makes you uncomfortable. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, Jeremy. Hold on. We have a dispute in the studio already.
You guys are jumping. I am one to jump to conclusions. We're not there yet.
But you want to be talked to at the gym?
Yeah.
I'm there to work out. That's why.
I want no one to look at me. Don't even.
Girls, boys, nobody.
No one. Mm. No one talk to me, look at me, nothing.
You can talk to me. I'm there to be distracted. So I don't have to work out. Chat away.
But as a woman, it's got to be tiring. Like, I'm not
really the kind of woman that gets hit on much at the gym, but...
That's such a lie.
Dudes get hit on at the gym all the time, too.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They do?
All right, Jeremy, sorry. Okay, yeah. There's just some discrepancies in the studio. So he's just flirtatious, but has he tried to close it, or...?
Yeah, he actually asked her out like last week, and she turned him down, but then, you know, saying that she's got a boyfriend, that she's dating me, but he hasn't stopped his comments, and like he hasn't stopped flirting with her. Mm. Like he took it to the flirting stage, then asked her out, and then when she said no, he kept going at the flirting stage. You know what I mean?
But is it her words that he's at the flirting stage still, or is he just... I don't want to...
Have you seen it in person? I don't think you yourself has seen this.
Right. I have not seen it. But at least, I mean, really, to me, what matters is that she thinks that it's flirting. And, like, she's even changed her schedule to go at different times. But it seems like no matter... It's like this guy lives at the gym or something. Because no matter what day and time she shows up, he is there.
Okay.
Ooh.
So,
But he's not asking her out. I'm not trying to defend this dude's behavior. But like, to go to what Aaron said, maybe he's just maybe he's just a go-getter.
Maybe he just needs to chill.
That's the thing. If she has said, like, no, I'm in a relationship, that should be the end.
Yeah,
like,
but you're in a relationship, but I can still say, way to go.
That's not flirting.
It sounds like he's not saying way to go. It sounds like he is still doing flirtatious.
Your butt cheeks look good.
Do you need a spotter?
Yeah. Yeah. She'll have your baby.
You're insinuating. Okay.
Also, wait, I do have a question. How old is this man? You just said older. Are we talking like way older? I don't know if it matters.
It might.
She's saying he's like maybe like late 50s, early 60s.
And she's...
Not.
Good answer.
Okay, so what is
this
your...
This man's ready for marriage. He knows not to give her a job.
Yeah, that was well played, sir. What is your question then? Like,
I want to know, should I go to the gym and confront this guy?
No.
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 Not, not in a violent way. Because, like, you know...
No, just, like, start working out with her.
Yeah.
I...
Kind of be the bodyguard.
Okay. Do you really... Do you guys really want that? Do you want your man, if somebody said, like...
If I'm uncomfortable, yeah.
So, my fiancé and I go to the gym together pretty often, especially on the weekends.
Okay.
And, yeah, I would be... If someone continued to approach me, I'd be like, can you please just come be like, hey, man.
Do you want him to come make out with you?
Let it rest.
Do you want him to come...
I always want him to make out with
me. But I mean, like, at the gym, do you want him to do a butt grab? Like, to just... To like mark his territory. Is
yeah,
that what
maybe.
You want?
And also, if the guy is there, walk away, let the guy make a comment, come back and say, hey man, let's come on. Cut it.
Yeah, so I don't know if I should do that, like, or start working out with her or just go there just to be like to talk to him, like, hey, come on. But also I'm kind of like I haven't brought it up with her yet, and I'm sort of like, would she be embarrassed or think that it's like anti-feminist of me to be like, you know, hey, don't worry, babe, I got you. Not to mention the fact
you can
I don't
fight your own battles, right?
I don't like the way you're looking at me. Yes, but sometimes you just want someone to fight them for you.
Or just support you. She has said no to him. He's still around. At this point, get the managers involved of the gym. Get faculty involved. Bring him
in.
He's
not doing anything.
He is making her uncomfortable. Yeah. That's enough.
303-222-5423. That's where you call. That's where you text.
She has changed her workout schedule to avoid him.
I understand
At
that.
This point, it's borderline harassment, if not totally harassment.
Yes.
What would T-Hack do? What would you do? Because I feel like you're like a pretty good standard for like what a dude should do.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Didn't look at you.
He'd call me and ask me what I would do.
Yeah.
So okay, I fight my battles for me.
What would the two of you do?
I'd be very nervous that it would actually turn violent, whether you came at it in that way or not, depending on this guy. If he is a jerk, like we think he's a jerk, I don't know that he's going to go, you know what? My bad.
He's testosterone.
I'm worried
up.
That he's going to go, what are you going to do about it? And then you're in a position where you kind of, now you
have to step up.
You got
to
do something about it because you.
But that's like, where you get the faculty involved. That's where you get.
Let
like,
me ask the other point though. Faculty. Do you do it in the gym? Because to me, you don't.
Yeah, you're not going to do it in the parking lot.
I think you got to do it in the parking lot. Mm-mm. Because if you do it in the gym, you're risking her membership.
That's why. No, you're not. Because
you're confronting somebody. Like, I don't like that. I don't like walking up to
a
dude.
That's why
and going,
she needs to go to the check. The front desk and say, I am uncomfortable with this guy. Can you keep an eye on him? If there's other complaints, like maybe it's time that his membership gets
revoke his membership.
Here's the thing. There is a point.
Oh boy.
Listen, I went through this with my ex-wife a long, long time ago, but she felt like the guy was harmless because he was old.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because
just a sad old,
the old
guys
just start to go like looking good in that skirt. It's like,
yeah, but should
they're just trying
let
to make
them?
Friends.
I agree with you.
Looking good in that skirt?
No,
ew.
I agree. Mm. You shouldn't just let them.
Yeah.
But at a certain point.
It also, I'm hooked on something Aaron said where he is making her feel uncomfortable, which is crossing the line. But what would this guy say? And I'm not taking his side, but if you just confronted him, if he's like, I'm just trying to be friendly.
Right.
And he's like, now I'm going to lose my membership because I was saying hi. And it's like, I don't know about getting involved, but that's why I don't know what to do. If you confront him yourself, then he could. Guys are notorious for not being like, you know what, you're right, my mistake.
The escalation just automatically
and
happens.
That's what I'm worried about
as a default. Mm.
Yeah.
But you don't want to fight this guy, right?
No, he works out every day.
Jeremy,
that's a great point. Hang on, Jeremy. We're gonna get you a trainer and get you pumped up for the fight of the century. I love that you two, like, it started with Aaron 100%. Like, I'm cool with it.
That's the thing. I'm totally open to maybe he's still a good guy and he thinks he's being friendly. He doesn't realize that it's making her uncomfortable.
Should she say, I'm uncomfortable?
Yeah.
She before he gets involved, she should go, you're literally making me uncomfortable.
I know, but that in itself is so uncomfortable to do. Like,
you
I'm
have
not,
to be an adult and have those conversations.
Yeah. Isn't it more uncomfortable if your boyfriend comes in? That's more uncomfortable.
No.
Maybe the boyfriend needs to be present when you tell him, instead of the guy being mean.
I've had situations, I've talked about it before, but there was a situation where I was DJing at a bar and the owner was getting a little flirty with my then girlfriend, who I'm now married to. And I didn't quite.
You didn't step up.
Not quite.
And you regret.
I regret it. Oh. Every day. I regret it. Because at the time, it seemed like he's not really crossing the line. And also, like, we need the job and the money. And it's like, just the whole picture. It's like, what, am I going to punch the owner of the bar and be blacklisted? Like, but it was just, I regret it. But I don't know that that's, I don't know that my wife thinks anything about it. But I just.
You think about it.
Hindsight, yeah. It's like, I should have said something.
That's, I just assume, and I know we got to wrap this up, but I just assume that you guys, women, really don't want us to fight your battles.
If I've made it clear I'm uncomfortable,
fight.
I'm done fighting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So should Jeremy go poke this dude in the chest? Or is there another, some sort of tamer alternative? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Jeremy before he gets assault charges filed on him at the gym. His girlfriend's been going to the gym for a while, and there's this older guy that keeps hitting on her.
And she's declined his offer.
Correct.
Yeah. And he has not stopped.
But I'm just still torn with, can I just say it one more time? You guys know old dudes. I'm not defending.
Not really.
No, but I'm like, haven't you ever? Like,
not by choice.
Like at the grocery store, there's the one, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's an old guy.
Oh, so we just have to stick with that mentality.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm like, is it possible that she's misconstruing it?
But a one-off, hey, you look great,
you're
whatever.
Right.
That's
right.
Fine.
And an everyday, like, let me see those cheeks.
So Jeremy wants to go in.
We don't know if he said that. Right, to be fair.
To be fair.
Would that work?
I'm going to try it later.
You're married.
I'm getting a gym membership.
There's a chance, but either way, she has said she's uncomfortable. So it doesn't even matter. What his intent is doesn't even matter at this point, because it makes her uncomfortable. So should the boyfriend intervene or not? Zach?
Yay.
What do you think?
So, if he's doing it once, chances are he's done it again. He's done it before.
Yep.
I feel like he needs to talk to management, because, I mean, who knows? This guy may be on their radar right now. And the more people that come out and say, like, hey, this guy's making this uncomfortable, then they'll kind of start doing something about it.
But, Zach, again, did you say he should talk to the manager, or should she talk to the manager?
I think that he should talk to the manager with her. Actually, she should speak to the manager with him present. Mm-hmm. With her man present.
I would go to the management solo as the woman.
Yeah.
But hey, can I talk to you in private for a second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't witnessed it. He doesn't need to be there.
Right.
It's like, at this point, she can fight that battle. If the guy doesn't stop, or the managers are like,
And you know what? By that point, if it's still going on.
And that's when management.
That's a good point. I didn't think about him already being on their watch, you know, like maybe he has done this before. That's a good point.
But to the point that I was making earlier, there is that thing where it's like, oh, that's just John. He just, you know.
But it's not.
I know, I'm saying, but like, you know, there are establishments where it's like, he's the guy who always sits at the end of the, like, I'm going to tell you, at, like, the bar by my house, there's a couple regulars and they're just kind of like sit there and they do their thing and everybody's like, oh, he's harmless. And it's like, yeah, that's not harmless though. If somebody are like,
if he's approaching women
constantly,
it's not harmless.
It's Kit.
Yay.
What advice do you have for Jeremy?
First, he needs to listen to the girls. Let his girlfriend know he needs to talk to the staff. There's usually a no tolerance policy. Period.
Yep.
But secondly, definitely go with her. She probably does not feel comfortable going to the gym, but she's doing it because it's a habit, as well as that makes her feel comfortable and happy doing the workout.
But if he goes to the gym, if someone keeps
confronts him,
I don't know how I would not confront him. If I watch him making my girl uncomfortable,
it's a calm confront. In a civil manner of just telling him, girl, this is my girlfriend. She has already informed you. No, you need to leave her alone.
Oh, that's such an icky. That's so confrontational. Like, no matter what, if you, Eric is saying calm, confront, but those words into the ears of a testosterone fueled man.
So if another man walked up to you and said, hey, chill.
In a business.
They wouldn't have to, because I feel I do not like making people uncomfortable. I would never, mm-hmm. I would barely ever even talk to a girl, let alone ask her. And if I asked her once and she said no, I wouldn't even make eye contact with her again. Okay. Like, ever. Mm-hmm. I would change states. I would change my name. Yes. I would go into a witness
you
protection.
You might be overcorrecting.
Yeah, no, I do. That's Jessica?
Yes.
Advice for Jeremy. Should he poke the guy at the gym or what?
No, he first and foremost needs to ask his girlfriend what she wants, you know, to do, or how she wants him to handle it, if she wants him to handle it. But, I mean, definitely support her, whatever her decision is. But I would say she should probably tell the guy, dude, you know, I don't feel comfortable you talking to me. I have a boyfriend or whatever. If it escalates, you know, then he can be there with her when she talks to the management or goes and works out or whatever. But I would definitely talk to her first and foremost.
Well, Jessica, I wanted to ask you this because, like, as the guy or whatever, right, stereotype, you're supposed to be like, I'll protect you, honey. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to protect you or not? Should I get in there and protect you?
You're emasculating your masculinity.
And then she's like, oh, no, you don't have to do anything. Cool.
I think you can be there to support her in like a mental, emotional way.
But what if she says, no, I don't want you to do anything? But she,
I would encourage her. Yeah. I mean, I would definitely encourage her like to do something. Like, you know, this could be a really unsafe situation. You know, need to do something. And support her like physically by being there with her when she works out or helping her figure out when this guy's not there or something along those lines. Yeah, I mean, I definitely want my husband to protect me if need be, but...
Yeah, but to TX's point, here's the thing. Like, you want anything for Valentine's Day? No, don't get me anything.
Okay, not all women do that.
That's why it's a stereotype. It's like, do you want me to protect you? No, but it's like, deep down she does. Like,
she didn't even want you to ask in the first place.
Correct. She just wanted you to go do it.
Intuitively,
but you want her to be safe, right? And she told you that she's uncomfortable? Boom.
Here's my thing. There's a great suggestion on text.
No, there is not. The suggestion on text says, why doesn't she go to a different gym? Yeah. Because she did not create the problem.
To which I responded, why doesn't he? They said, touche, but like, when has a man ever been the bigger person? And then they said, sorry, slacker. So I think they thought you texted back.
Wait, all I'm saying is this.
When has a man ever? Oh, yeah, they're never the bigger person. So, right.
So she shouldn't leave the gym?
She should not leave the gym because now it's time to stake her territory. No, we shouldn't be adjusting our lives to make it more comfortable for men.
All right.
And that's my statement.
I'm going to just leave it right there. If you still want to sound off, we'll take your text at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This weekend, I did something that I think you guys... I think Slacker would like. I don't think Tiak and Erica. I think you'd be up for it, but you'd
hate
it.
So it involves alcohol.
No,
wait.
Promiscuity.
No, it involves the outdoors. I think
not the outdoors.
Nope.
I thought you liked the outdoors.
I do like the outdoors, but is it? I was thinking river rafting.
Oh no, not yet.
You know what I love about this show? People can just come on in and go, let me tell you what I did. And then the rest of us go, shh, don't tell us. We're going to guess.
No clues either. Don't make it easy on us.
Right? And like we could be moving on to the next song or commercials or something else, but nope, we're going to beat this thing. Let's see.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah. No hints. Oh. He already said it. Hold on one more time. Tiak would hate it?
I don't think he would be a fan of it. He wouldn't hate it.
So there's vegetables involved. Okay, give me some more clues.
No, it doesn't.
Erica, you don't. Is it just that you don't know Erica well enough to know?
I think so.
My feeling is that it has to do with like potential death.
It doesn't. Not this time.
Ah, okay.
I know.
That's the next thing I'm afraid of. Right.
You're kind of weird like that.
But Aaron's the darkest person in the room when it comes to that. Like, if it's something that I would like, okay, more clues then. Sorry.
The place is called Reset.
Reset?
One of those deprivation tanks.
Not quite.
Did you do woo-woo stuff? You did woo-woo stuff.
I did.
Oh, I'm into the woo-woo.
But it's like scientific woo-woo.
Did you talk to the dead?
No, but I do want to do that.
Oh my God, you do like a PEMF mat and like...
What's that?
PEMF mat. I have one of those.
The grounding
mat?
Light there.
No, grounding mat is like one phase of PEMF is like the electromagnetic frequencies. So you lay on the... Stop looking at me like I'm weird, Erica.
You are saying a bunch of letters and then talking about how it's woo-woo.
You keep peeing on the MF. What's going on?
I'm going to tell you. The only reason... Oh, it's weird. Because I have people who want to come over to my house and do it. But I...
Do you get naked to do it?
You don't have to get naked.
But Slacker does.
No, I don't.
He doesn't want anyone else using it.
Well, no, I mean, so when I'm doing red light therapy, which is, I have my PEMF mat, underneath my red light, you don't want to be clothed for red light therapy, but I don't go naked because I know other people are going to get, I'm wearing shorts, but I don't have a shirt on. I don't have shoes on. I don't have...
Okay. Can we go back to what Aaron did this
week? I'm trying to guess the rule. Did you cold plunge?
Yeah. I did cold plunge.
So you got your red light therapy,
the grounding mat, a sauna, like leg compression stuff. Did you go to the one at Nurture? No, that one's called Reset. It's in Belmar.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. It was insane. The cold plunge, like.
How long did you last?
30 seconds.
You're supposed to do 3 minutes.
It was 39 degrees.
That's not the worst it can be. You know, you can break ice out of
it. Who wants to do that?
Erica, stop looking at me like that. It will make you live longer.
It was really nice. I did feel rejuvenated.
Now you're going to get me because my whole thing is trying to
live. I know you're so afraid of dying,
The sauna was like 160 degrees.
That's perfect.
We were in there for like 15 minutes, got out, did the cold plunge. And then got into the hot tub and then did full red light therapy. I fully naked.
Full nudity.
Yeah. Mm.
You did?
Yeah.
Standing up?
Yeah.
For how long?
10 minutes.
Ugh. See, if you lay down on my PEMF mat, you can lay. I do at least 20 every time.
Mm. Well, this isn't a competition, Slacker.
It is a little bit. Because I'm going to get all this stuff in my house. Here's what I was going to say. The PEMF mat and the red light therapy. Like, I got tired of, like, going to another room because then sometimes when you're doing it at night, you're doing a low frequency and it's really kind of tuning you out. It tunes you down. Does anybody here? Okay. Let me just... If we're going full woo-woo, then I have to do it. Does anybody here think they're sensitive to electromagnetic frequency?
I don't know. I get shocked a lot.
Yes! Same.
I always have to tap my car door when I get, like, anytime I walk in and out of the studio, especially.
You tap the handle before you?
Yeah, I have to. I get shocked.
Same.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
Okay, but also I turn on and off streetlights when I, okay.
What?
I'm going to tell you.
It's a real phenomenon.
I'm going to tell you I do it too, but I do it because I think I'm using the force.
I'm not using the force. It's just that as I drive by, they'll turn on or off.
You don't ever, you're driving and you're like going and like you do a little like Anakin Skywalker and go like, close your eyes and put your hand up and go like, and make the light change.
But I'm not doing that.
I am.
It's called street light interference or high voltage syndrome.
And you think
I know I have it.
So you might love PEM. Oh my God. Everybody thinks they've tuned in to like some rogue pirate like radio where like losers are. I'm telling you. So my buddy Todd, who works at Revive, he is so EMF sensitive. Like his wife bought a new car. She pulled up to get him. He gets in and he's like,
what?
And he's like, what's going on? What's different about this car? And she's like, I don't know. It's got everything it's got. And she starts going through. The car had Wi-Fi and he could feel it. She turned the Wi-Fi off and he's like, there we go.
What?
Do you understand that right now we're sitting here, someone's making a call from down there to someone over it. Like, where's that call going? Through you. It's in the air. Mm-hmm. And there are people who can feel it.
Okay.
I don't think that's...
Okay, hold on! You don't get to whisper to me!
It's really dry here.
Little miss, I changed the lights! We'll have to suspend our disbelief for you changing traffic signals, but you won't give me my friend can feel Wi-Fi.
I'm not changing it from like red to green. It's the lights.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
It's like a street lamp. Not a street
you
light.
You turned street lamps off?
Yes. So it'll go dark as I drive by.
Okay. And I'm crazy.
No. No. You're okay. Not crazy.
All right. So are we going? Did you get us
I think we should go.
Okay. Who's in?
I would go. Let's just go in the daytime.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Ride with Erica at night.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've seen many things in my time as a DJ. I've had many wild nights. And I just had recently one of the craziest. One of the most action-packed nights, yes. And this includes a DJing career where the TV show Cops was being filmed outside of one of the bars that I was at. And somebody got their finger bitten off. And that's like number three on my list.
I need time to process. Hold on.
When I say like Bad Boys in the studio, you're
Bad Boys.
You have said that you were a part of that. I always thought you were lying.
No.
Cops was really outside of
yes,
one of your.
They were filming the TV show Cops outside. Yes, there was a brawl.
And you were just.
It was after bar closed, and I had to wait and because there was a huge. Brawl going on outside, and they were filming Cops outside, so I had to wait inside, kind of look out the window.
Were you DJing in a seedy spot, or
at the time? Yeah, okay. For sure. Wasn't here. That was back in Iowa.
Was the brawl staged? I know that's not what this is about, but I'm just curious now.
No, it wasn't. Nor was the woman getting her finger bit off.
That really happened.
It really happened. Okay.
Sorry to continue this. Really, is Cops truly? Do they just follow real cops then? Because I kind of thought it was staged
right.
too.
No. Maybe they set Some up. Of them, the yeah,
you don't have to. No. There's so much.
Wow. Yeah. And then people kind of want to be, once they see the cameras, they're like, oh, I can
Sometimes
be on TV.
Sometimes this is my chance at my 15 minutes.
Yeah. So that's like what took the longest is everyone like, I'll give an interview. Like, hoping to be on.
Okay.
Yeah. So I might be in the background just kind of making a dart for my car.
Right.
Oh, on a Cops episode.
On a Cops episode, yeah.
In Burlington, Iowa?
No, they were in Des Moines.
Okay.
It was like a big deal. Everyone in the city knew, like, Cops is filming here this week. So, like,
so just maybe go ahead and start the brawl so you could be on
yeah.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Okay. I just want to give anyone, if you have any cop friends, if they're allowed to do a ride-along, I've gone on ride-alongs with several of my cop friends.
I am going on one. I have to schedule it, but I've been
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's very Cops adjacent. If they want to find trouble, they can find trouble. Especially on a Friday or Saturday night, there's trouble.
Oh, yeah. Found.
Mm-hmm. Especially wherever TAC happens to be.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so you're saying, just before you continue, finger bit off national TV syndicated show.
Mm-hmm.
That's number three on your list of effed up crap you've seen while DJing.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the one that just happened is number one.
Probably number. It might be. Yeah, I think it's number one.
Okay.
I think it's number one.
Number two.
It was a combination.
Well, now poop. I'm fully in now. Okay. What is it?
Poop.
No.
Poop?
Number two. Get it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone pooped themselves while T-Hack was
T-Hack is busy telling a story.
Well, I'm just thinking it's like Taylor Swift where they're like wearing diapers so I don't miss it.
Oh my God.
I didn't do that for the record.
We are, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. T-Hack, what happened?
When someone in the studio, Aaron, guru of video, when someone in the studio puts their hands up in the air like they just don't care, does the camera catch all that?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. Because that was a lot.
I was being a person at a Taylor Swift concert, but instead I was in a diaper at a T-Hack show.
Oh, no, we got it. Hack?
Can he tell us?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So do you want number two?
I want
number one.
Okay.
This feels like the weirdest Amsterdam bar, and you're trying to figure out if you go through door number one. No, I want number one. Okay, we've all decided on number one.
Okay, number one.
Fine.
So this happened recently. I was DJing. It was just a combination of things. So first thing, not that crazy, but our coworker John happened to be there. Haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh, really? Yeah. Coworker named John?
Yeah.
Is that the guy who's related to the guy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Was there. Walked by me a couple times.
Hey, man.
What's up,
John?
Didn't look at me. Wouldn't hear me. I was like waving him like, hey, John! Hey! And he just didn't look. So that was kind of weird. Also, they had the like doors open and the tiniest little bunny you've ever seen in your life got into the bar. I don't know if he was legal age or not, what he wanted, but they
removed bit off finger police show.
Yes.
And right now the bar you're setting to be two notches above that is a coworker and a bunny.
And for a bunny to enter, it's got to be pretty quiet.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
You guys want to know what door number two was now?
So they had to spend a lot of time chasing the rabbit to try to catch it.
Oh, that wascally
rabbit.
And then
they eventually got it. And yeah, so that was the whole thing. And then the craziest thing, honestly, and this is kind of, it turns a little serious. I'm just going to give everyone a heads up.
Okay, we all just downshifted.
Okay. So after I'm done packing up and then I go into the bathroom and I always go to the bathroom before I leave. And there's a guy in the
one
bathroom.
One or two.
Just one. There's a guy in the bathroom and he's clearly had too much to drink.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Like stumbling.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He's using a urinal. Yeah. I can hear it hitting the floor. Like he's oof. All over the place, you know?
Oh, God.
He's trying to wash his hands. I'm kind of waiting behind him and then I get even more space behind him because he's just so stumbling.
You don't want to be a part of it. Yeah. Yep.
So I get back and then one of the workers comes in and is like, hey, man, you okay? And the guy's like, oh, you know, good. And then get out. So I talk to the worker when I get out of the bathroom, like, hey, that guy. Like, so we need to help him something. And he goes, yeah, apparently he came in. We didn't realize he was like already pretty drunk or it had drink because so he ordered a drink.
Pre-gamed or
and
something.
When they brought it to him, they realized, oh, you shouldn't be drinking this. And they took it away.
So they didn't give him anything.
No, no, they took the drink. They're like, buddy,
you
pulled a fast one on us.
Right.
So then the manager says, I gave him a water. And I said, hey, chill out. I'm going to close up, drink the water, sober up, call yourself an Uber. You're fine. But if you get out of here and you get in a car, I'm going to call the cops on you.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Like so, if smart. You get behind the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think that's his obligation or whatever.
Yeah,
of course.
As he's telling me this, I can see the guy who's sitting in the booth behind there, like sobering up. Then there's a loud ruckus from the other workers. They go, he just ran out. So the manager I'm talking to drops, runs out the door. I run out behind him. The guy's literally sprinting to his car.
Oh.
And the manager chases after him. He's like yelling at him. Like, what are you doing? I told you.
You cannot let that guy get behind the wheel.
The guy.
You cannot let that guy.
No, but there's only so much you can do without putting your own life on the line.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, everything that this manager has done, phenomenal person.
But you can't let him get. You're risking everybody.
I know. You call the cops and you let them handle it.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? Did he tackle him?
The guy got in a car.
No.
And he sped out of the parking lot. I mean, just so clearly, like, out of control.
Oh, my God.
So the manager took a bunch of pictures of Dakota and then was on the phone with 911. So then I helped, like, we called the cops in the parking lot trying to report.
And you don't know the end of the story, do you?
I don't know the end because I don't know what way he went. He just fled out. But that was by far, to see someone make such a bad decision after being given so many options.
So
of,
many
like,
chances.
Yes, like, just chill. Do not do this.
It's not that hard. Like, just get an Uber, man. So just get an Uber.
I agree.
And I bet you guys would have paid for it, too. There is a certain point where the bar's like, hey, man, we'll take the hit on this.
Yeah.
Just get your butt out of here.
The guy was by himself. Yeah. He came in by himself, left by himself. I don't know what was going on, and I don't know what happened after that, but that was insane to see. To literally have to, like, beg someone not to drink and drive was crazy.
You sure he was running to his car and not chasing the bunny? No.
No.
Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, something happened this weekend, and, you know, I feel like I tend to come to you guys and say, like, make me feel less dumb about this.
And it's a tall order. It's
hard. And this
I'm
one
exhausted.
Might top the cake. That's not. But, yeah, top the cake. Might be the cherry on top
cake
of dumb
topper?
Things I've done.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring it back around to weddings.
This has nothing to do with my wedding. It has absolutely nothing to do. So
you heard cake topper. Yeah, am I right or am I right?
I heard it. Sunday morning, I went to go get a facial.
Because
that's important. You know, don't I look amazing?
Oh, my God. You look so good.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to say that.
Radiant was the word I couldn't think of. Thank you, T-Mac.
That's a man with a wife right there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Glowing.
I just throw it out almost every day. Just, you know, radiant. Honey? Radiant? We good? Okay.
Okay. So anyway, it was Sunday morning, and I'm running out the door to go get this facial. I get there. They're giving me the whole spiel. I go to get in the little chair, and they go, you can take your shoes off if you want. I take my shoes off.
Oh, no.
And I am wearing two different shoes.
Different shoes?
not two different
socks.
Oh,
my God. We were going to let you have it on socks, but you're not getting by with that.
No, I'm always wearing two different socks. In fact, my socks are matching right now, and that's shocking. I accidentally ran out of the house.
Leave the room. Leave the room. Please leave the room. Because we need to talk about you.
You
we
can
need
talk
to discuss
about me.
Things.
I know T-Hack is upset.
Upset?
Yeah.
That's, dude.
You are looking way less radiant now, I want to say.
Yeah, radioactive.
Yeah. So you just, with your socks, you just have a drawer and you just toss them all in. And you're just like,
no,
I'll just grab two.
I pair them for the most part, but.
What do you mean for the most part? Like the rest of us.
Wait, it's so not for the. Hung up on the socks?
Yeah. No, because the shoe, it's like so many levels beyond the sock
that
I think we have to start small, right?
Yeah.
Because to even consider, if I had two different socks on right now, I'd be sitting sideways.
Well, okay, you know how when you buy like a pack of socks, and I feel like Aaron in particular will get this, the design on them is a different color?
What?
Okay. Aaron does not get this.
Okay, so it's
Aaron, like, no understand.
You buy a pack of socks, and there's like...
Talking slower does not make it more clear, Erica. Try a different angle.
They're all gray.
Okay.
You bought gray socks?
Sure. But then...
What?
The like logo on them is like blue or purple or red or...
Okay, I know what you're saying.
So I will often mix colors just because I don't care. So sometimes I'm wearing like a gray sock with like a blue writing and then also a gray sock with purple writing.
My socks just match. If I buy 8 socks, they're all gray with blue logo. Like, I don't have gray with yellow, gray with...
I'm shocked. Whoop. I thought this was a girl sock thing. Mm. But T-Hack seems to be getting on my level.
No, I don't think so.
I understand it's a technicality that we're going to let you through with it, I think. But
it
is...
But like, one new cushiony sock and one old raggedy... Okay.
It's still frowned upon, I would say.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Woo! All right.
But I understand if they're all... If they're like, you'd never put on a no show and a crew.
No, I would never.
Oh yeah, you're right, Slacker. That's insane. You're at a thing with two different shoes on.
You got a sneaker and a high heel on.
I was so embarrassed, and then I had to like lay there and get my facial done. I'm like, this woman probably thinks I'm insane.
Yeah.
Because I was wearing, well, I'm wearing my like Air Force Ones right now. So one shoe was that, and the other shoe was a different white chunky sneaker. But they looked
like not even
like,
another Nike. You like you don't have two different, because I have Air Force Ones in like all white,
right?
All black. I have an all black
Air
Force One that I can't wear here because T-Hack will kill me. He did. He forbid me from buying the shoe, so I've never worn it here. But I have a black one with a white stripe. I would never like if
you can wear it. You just have to be ready to fight if you do. If you're wearing an all black Air Force One, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's not a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yes, it is. I'm doing it for your own safety.
Okay,
I'm unfamiliar with it.
Either way, you to wear a Nike and a Chuck at the same time.
That's
you're
essentially
a crazy
what it was.
Person.
No, you guys. I didn't
How did
do
you
this
not notice while walking?
Well, I just was running out the door to the car, and then
not
I got in the car,
well.
And then
you feel yourself careening to one side. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Like, I don't. You're.
I remember when I was like 10 or something, and we were at my aunt and uncle's house, and then like my cousins had left, and then we went up to leave, and then one of my cousins had put on my shoes. And left and started there. Like,
how?
Exactly.
So how?
My whole life, it's driven me nuts because I'm like, how would you grab the wrong shoes and start your 4-hour drive?
You couldn't.
This is worse.
This is considerably worse.
Yes. That was
so
a child.
What you're saying is this has not happened to any of you.
No. Erica. How do you store your shoes?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
That's the problem.
They're right next to the sock drawer of shame.
No, both pairs were under the bed, and I realized I had to leave in like 5 minutes, so I just grabbed and.
I can't.
I cancel my appointment. I check into a hospital if I feel myself with two different shoes.
Yes.
Do not pass go. Like. Okay.
She got in the car immediately after and started driving.
I would
still feel.
So did the lady say anything?
No, I said something.
It was just an understanding.
Yeah, and then I texted my sisters, and one said, are you a child? So.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I had something. I need to decide if I'm weird or if you guys agree with me.
Don't talk to him like
that. Yeah, you might agree with me. You might be weird too.
I'm sorry. Quick aside, Erica, Little Miss New here. Let me let you in on a little secret.
But he's just trying to tell us a
story. I know, but watch this. I do this all the time. I'm trying to decide if I'm a bad person or not. And as I get to, I get to purr, and everyone's like, yep, you're it. It's like, end of story. Move on. So this is my one opportunity to give it back to the little turd bucket who does it to me on the daily.
It's fine.
And you know what else is great?
Hmm.
The listeners don't ever hear it. They don't ever hear that you give me crap. They're just like, what are you mean to T-Hack? Yeah. Listen to the whole show. He's just as mean to me as I am to him. Right?
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, right.
I thought he was going to say boss there just to try to win a point. I was letting him have it. Oh. I'm sorry.
So,
go ahead, dear.
All right. I went to one of my favorite restaurants.
Culver's.
I don't want to say which one it is because it's like a sit-down place.
Okay.
So I won't say which one it is because I don't think it's their fault. It's not their fault. I will continue to go there.
Sierra.
No.
What is Sierra?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh. You got to go to Sierra.
Sorry.
As a side note, if anybody knows the La Loma family because they own Sierra as well, can you text 303-222-5423? What's the beef ball with the one over here? Because the sign is lit. There's a La Loma being built. They took over the old Il Fornaio building. They put the sign on. The sign is now illuminated, but they haven't opened the restaurant. Daddy needs some green chili. When's that bad boy going to open? Just 303-222-5423.
Probably when you stop calling yourself daddy.
Yep.
You
didn't like that.
I thought I just called you that.
Okay, keep going. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
So I go to a restaurant. I'm with my whole family. So I've got my wife and two kids, and we've figured out that it's better when you have the two kids to try to kind of get there early, beat the rush, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Get in, get out before it take, especially with the two kids and all that. So we get there kind of early, and it's pretty empty, which is great. So
are we talking like 5 p.m. or like 4 p.m.?
I'm talking like 11 a.m.
Oh.
Like lunch.
Got it. Okay.
Lunch. So we're like the first one's
Olive
there.
Garden.
No. No.
He
I'm
said
not
he's not naming it.
Applebee's.
Also, are these his favorite restaurant?
Yeah, I mean,
they are.
If it's
Texas Roadhouse. Yeah.
If it's you're right. Why'd I skip cinnamon butter?
Okay. No, it was
just
not
keep
any
watching
of those.
His face. Right. We'll eventually get it.
So we get there early, my whole family, and we get sat, and it's pretty empty except for there's two tables like up against the wall. There's like a booth against the wall.
Yeah.
And there's sitting there with a table in between. So the what are they called? The not the server, the first person.
Hostess.
Thank you. The hostess takes
it's
us.
It's a nice enough place that has a hostess?
Yeah.
Huh.
Someone there for
Chili's.
Yeah. Believe it. No, it's not Chili's. So they sit us at the table in between the other two tables that are already there.
Interesting.
So now we're all three just in a row, three separate tables, all very close, all just staring out at the completely empty restaurant
right. That's
out there.
Oh.
And it's like, I want to so badly raise my hand and say, can you just put us over there? But that seems so rude.
It's not
the
rude.
Other tables are like, we're just, what's wrong with you? We're just sitting here. But also,
right. You've
got a whole, and I don't know if they're waiting for the rush. Like, oh, well, we'll seat you. But even still,
you still seat it sporadically.
Would be random, right? Yes.
Or do you not because you only have, like, maybe at that time they only had one server, so they wanted everyone
she can
to
walk
sit.
The
I don't
other.
Know. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of other reasons.
Scenarios.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're with me, though.
Yeah.
You gave me a look.
We ask to move all the time.
Really?
Oh, see, now I don't like that.
And by, well, not like, I'm going to move four times in my meal.
You did make it seem like that. I want to have apps in the booth.
No.
I shall take my dessert on the veranda.
I mean, that would be awesome. But no, my fiance will be like, I'd rather be at the high top or I'd rather be whatever. If the tables are open, why not?
Mm. Mm. But he doesn't say like, I don't want to be sitting next to these people. He says like, he has a better excuse.
Can we go sit in... Yeah, I guess that's a tough one. You're already in a booth.
Yeah, I'm just like, can we go to that booth? Yeah. That one over there?
Because once they sat you there, you look like a jerk to move.
Yeah, we're so
close. We do it
close.
All the time.
I know, and maybe
I think it would be fine, especially having kids. Because
that's
like, hey, can we just go over there, the kids? We'll just
my
give
kid
them.
Is human intolerant. He doesn't
no,
want to
no,
beer.
You blame
just,
it on
you
the
don't
kid.
Of, right, but you annoy still, the other patrons. Your kid.
Yeah. I'm with Aaron.
Well, so we didn't move. I kind of wish we did because then one of the guys at the table next to us, again, very close. Like had to, if you got out of the table, you're just right up on their table.
Okay.
He had some sort of, I don't know if it was a rash or a scar,
but either way,
it was on his leg.
No.
And he kept pulling his jeans up. To give it just a good old scratch.
No.
Just closer than I am to Aaron right now at the restaurant.
So you got to watch him.
Yeah.
So
at,
you know.
At that point, can you ask to move?
Yeah.
When the scapular matter is in the air?
Yes.
Like it's falling down.
Could you
down.
Tell if it was infected?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it looked different by the end of the meal.
So
than
it was more pink and fleshy. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah. A little flaky.
Do you think chunks were falling down onto your moons over my hammy?
It was not there.
Okay. So I'm going to get to the bottom of where this was.
What did you
it
just
doesn't
ask?
Matter. It's not there. It's the food. The
moons
food
over my
great.
Hammy. Is that Denny's or is that IHOP?
I always get them confused.
I get them.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Never heard
breakfast
of it.
Joints. You don't eat breakfast?
IHOP? No, I've heard of IHOP. No. I haven't heard of
Moons over
my
hammy?
It's
one of their dishes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say this. I don't like what you did.
Or
I do
you
think
do?
You have to stand up for
not?
Yourself
okay.
a little bit.
Okay.
I think the flip side of that, Ms. Never Good Enough Table.
That's not true.
I moved several times.
No, I mean like.
I made him put a table on wheels and we just ride around the restaurant. Find us, we'll be over here.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. Fool me once, shame on
somebody.
Fool me another time.
Wow,
boy.
Wow, that's okay.
I've got a story that'll teach you to just not be a good person.
Lesson learned.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story is out of Germany.
Yeah, let's go.
And a very, very dumb Germany
it's
man.
It's a very dumb German man.
Oh, here we go with the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or it's Toto Wolff from the Mercedes F1 team. This is how he talks too. I'm going to go get a Stroopwafel.
That sounds good right now. The home invader in Germany targeted an upscale neighborhood.
Oh.
But kind of told on himself because while burglaring, he
I don't think that's the word
decided to get this.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's burglarizing.
Burglarizing.
Well, burgling.
He stopped to feed the homeowner's crying cat. And then
what a nice guy.
The intruder was so concerned.
Okay.
They wrote handwritten details of how to better care for the cat.
Oh, that's tugging at my heartstrings.
The police found fingerprints on the note.
Oh, they found the fingerprints and got to the chopper.
And he
was... Yeah, but did they go to the owner for neglect for the animal?
No, it doesn't matter.
There is no further information about that.
It's not a crime. The crime was the breaking
in. The crime would be neglecting your cat.
Yeah, you bitch.
Okay.
It's not a tumor. Diak, you're going to have to do your story. I hope it's from Germany.
My story is from New York.
York. I'm walking here.
Yeah, New York.
Yeah, whatever.
There was an 83-year-old man.
83.
He went to the bank.
Yeah, he went to the bank, did he?
He went to the bank.
Oh, he went to the bank.
Yeah, he drove there and didn't stop. He just crashed right into the bank.
He went through the bank.
Yeah, so he's making a drive-through.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys need a drive-through in this one.
Yeah, best bank in the city. Oh, my God. Right through the 83-year-old man that came out. Six weeks later, same man. Let bygones be bygones. He decides to go back to the bank.
Oh, he's going back to the bank.
Pulls into the same spot.
Same spot.
And by the same spot, I mean drove through the same again.
No.
At the same time.
No.
2 p.m. The same window. He said, I'm here for my usual appointment.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? He hit the same
one.
Is there
yeah.
still a hole?
There was.
Did he make a new hole?
They hadn't fixed it from the first time.
Oh, so
he drove.
Nice.
He got a little further into the bank.
Oh, we almost got a full drive through.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's nice.
I can see the safes from here. It's nice. You got nice digs.
I got an idea.
Mm.
6 weeks from now, maybe don't let him come to the bank.
I'm here for my usual.
Oh, you sound like the guy from Home Alone, the robber.
You're welcome. All right, those, you know, you do it. I don't know what I'm doing there.
Those were all the stupid people we could find before today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.